but I'm in love. Sitting mighty pretty, I sweep up the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed, hum in a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love. It's really crazy, but I'm in love. Flown around the world in a plane.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order and invite you all to join me in a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's go ahead and do a roll call of the Planning Commission.
Commissioner, thank you. Commissioner Ramirez.
Here.
Commissioner Alfred Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Jennifer Smith is absent. Vice Chair Fullerton.
Here.
Chair Maynard.
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gregory. Now we'll move on to the public forum. Before we open public forum, I'd like to go over guidelines for engaging in tonight's meeting. We're conducting this meeting in order to promote social distancing and prioritize the public's health and well-being. The governor of the state of California issued Executive Order 92920, which allows the Planning Commission to hold meetings via teleconferences or other electronic meeting format while still meeting the state's open and public meeting requirements. As a public health and safety precaution, the council chambers will not be open to the general public. Commissioners tonight will be participating electronically. The City of Goleta encourages and welcomes public participation during this time and have been provided public participation through the following options: public comments submitted to the clerk and distributed to the Planning Commission, public comment, join electronically to provide public comments on items not related to any item on the agenda, or public comment for specific items on the agenda. All of the opportunities for public participation are provided on the agenda, on the city's website, and media releases have been sent out. Now we'll go ahead and move on to the public forum. Do we have any members of the public who would like to speak to an item not on the agenda tonight? Ms. Gregory, do we have anybody awaiting public forum?
No, Chair Maynard. I don't see anyone.
Thank you, Ms. Gregory. Let's go ahead and move on to our first administrative agenda item. Ms. Gregory, can you read that item into the agenda?
Item A1 is the Planning Commission special meeting minutes for Monday, March 29th, 2021.
Wonderful. Are there any corrections or comments to tonight's meeting minutes? Or to the meeting minutes for Monday, March 29th? Okay, not seeing any comments. Would any commissioners like to make a motion on the meeting minutes? Commissioner Smith. There's only one Smith tonight.
I move to approve the minutes.
Would anybody like to second? Would anybody like to second?
I'll second.
Ms. Gregory, can you lead us in a roll call vote of the Planning Commission?
Commissioner Ramirez.
Aye.
Commissioner Alfred Smith.
Aye.
Commissioner Jennifer Smith is absent. Vice Chair Fullerton?
Aye.
Chair Maynard?
Aye. Now go on to the public hearing. Ms. Gregory, can you read item B1 into the record?
Item B1 is a public hearing. It's amendments to Title 17 of the Goleta Municipal Code to excise provisions pertaining to temporary events.
And Ms. Kai, should we do ex parte communications tonight?
There's no need to do ex parte communications for a legislative item.
Okay, wonderful. And will you or Mr. Jenkins do the presentation tonight?
I will be doing the presentation.
Okay, wonderful. Let's go ahead and start with that.
All right. Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. We're here tonight to look at a Title 17 amendment. And really what we're here today to look at is the question of whether to excise the regulations on temporary events from Title 19 and put it in a different chapter of the Goleta Municipal Code. We're not here to discuss Title 9. I attached a copy of the new ordinance where the temporary event regulations will go as a courtesy. But that is going to be discussed in front of the City Council at a future agenda hearing. So I just wanted you guys to see the general structure of how we will regulate the temporary events. And as we will discuss, you will see that it's fairly similar to how it used to be regulated in the zoning ordinance. So why are we here? Why are we excising the temporary event provisions away from the temporary use provisions? When we were going through the new zoning ordinance hearings through City Council, there was a lot of discussion about the regulation of events, and namely festivals at Gersh Park. Under our former zoning ordinance, it required a Gersh Park festival to get a temporary use permit. And Council thought that was fairly onerous for a gathering of people. And that's really kind of gets down to what is an event versus what is a use, and why should we regulate them differently. An event is a short-term gathering, not lasting more than 5 consecutive days, only happens a few times a year, and it's basically like a party, like a festival at Gersh Park. And that's an event. We already have event regulations in the Muni Code. And then we look at what land use is. Land use is a use of the land for a long period of time. And into the temporary land use sense, where we talk about not lasting more than 12 months, but still that use does become part of the character of the property for the 12 months or some short-term period. So definitely if you had it happen at a higher frequency, it could rise to the level of a temporary use. But we're really here to the temporary event regulations are to regulate something that only happens 6 times a year at most on private property. So what exactly are we doing to Title 17? You'll see that in the attached, we have Chapter 7, Section 17.41.260 about temporary uses. And with that kind of mindset of what an event is, a short-term gathering for very few days versus a use that is, you know, part of the character of a property, we looked at the things that would qualify as an event, and we extracted that out of the temporary use section. So in Section A of 17.41.260, it's a list of exempt temporary uses. And so we took car washes and garage sales out of that category. That list also had seasonal youth leagues over 500 people. That's going to be now regulated as seasonal youth leagues over 500 people in a we've decided to clean that up and just have the regulation on use of recreation. I'll get there. So we eliminated that provision to clarify it in a later provision that I will talk about. Section B is a list of temporary uses that require a permit. So this was like a laundry list of everything that needed a temporary use permit. So we extracted the things that look like events out of it, such as temporary sales, outdoor displays, and this reference to it previously in there was large outdoor gatherings. And that is, this refers to sort of the more than 500 people on a active recreational site. And that really refers more to a golf masters or site type of tournament at a golf course. And so if that happens, then they will need to get a temporary event permit under the new chapter 9.01. And so that wraps into the seasonal youth leagues in that we just want to regulate the use of the properties, private recreation properties that involve more than 500 people when it's not seasonal youth, when it's adult. The seasonal youth of events that happen at Gersh Park, such as the soccer tournaments and all the sporting events, that is a normal use of Gersh Park. So we don't want to require them to get a permit to use their property in a way that it is normally used. So the things that stay in the temporary use provisions in Title 17 are still the true temporary uses, such as temporary seasonal sales like pumpkin patches, Christmas tree lots, temporary construction yards, real estate sales, residences, and classrooms and offices. So in conclusion, I've explained sort of the movement of what qualifies as a temporary event out of the Title 17, because event regulation is performed by the Neighborhood Services Department. There's already another other types of special events ordinances in the other parts of the Muni Code, and we want to standardize that and have the Neighborhood Services Department regulate and permit these events, and then just leave land use regulation to the planning department. So that concludes my presentation.
Are there any questions from planning commissioners for Ms. Kai? Commissioner Smith.
Yes, Ms. Kai, could you say a few words about why you chose six events in a year?
Yeah, so the new Chapter 9 limits the number of temporary event permits on any private parcel to six per year. And that is based on our historical uses of Gersh Park, basically. They only have six festivals per year. So it's you know, if that number, you know, we will discuss that with the city council. We're open to other suggestions, but based on our historical practice of watching how often Gersh Park holds a festival, it's six per year.
But just so I understand, by setting the number six, even though that's what Gersh Park, for instance, as an example, has used that, if it came to pass that Gersh Park suddenly decided, you know, we would like a seventh, there would be no mechanism for the city to say yes. Is that correct?
Correct. Short of becoming a temporary use, which is sort of a, you know, more frequent and affects the character of the property, there is no mechanism for a private property to have more than six temporary events.
Okay. Just a couple more questions. I have, I guess, one more question and then an observation. One is, when I look at the Chapter 17, the edits that were in the staff report, I see all the the items that you crossed out. Does that mean there was no language proposed to be added to that code? You're simply
correct. Yeah, we're just leaving temporary uses in the Title 17 and extracting temporary events to be put in Title Chapter 9.01.
And I guess it is a question. By moving it from 17, which the Planning Commission does have purview over, to 9, it means those items could no longer be something the Planning Commission would be concerned with.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions from planning commissioners? All right, let's go ahead to the public comment, and then we'll also have one more chance for questions and then deliberation afterwards as well. Ms. Gregory, do we have any public comment tonight?
Would any attendees who wish to speak on this item please click on the hand raise icon now? And I do not see any attendees at this time that wish to speak.
Okay, great. So are there any further questions from the Planning Commission before I close the public comment? Commissioner Smith?
Yeah, something else came to mind. Temporary events, no longer than 5 days, no more than 6 a year. And you did talk about frequency. And some of the items I noticed in Section 8, there is rules about frequency, but will there be anything stopping somebody who said, my event's actually 8 days. So what I'll do is I'll submit 2 requests, one for 4 days and the other one for 4 days with no time in between. Is that something that there's any circumstance where that would be allowed?
No, because the temporary event is only 5 consecutive days. It just would not qualify for a temporary event.
But each of the requests could say 4 days. There just would be no gap in between.
That would mean 8 consecutive days. That would be outside of the definition of a temporary event permit.
Okay, thank you.
I have one other question. Commissioner Smith's comments about the six events per year limitation has gotten me thinking a little bit more. I remember when we originally we had set it at 5 events per year. I noticed it went up to 6. But we were thinking about maybe a business that wants to do a food truck festival in their parking lot or sort of larger events on that scale and events where there aren't normally events. And I think of Gersh Park as a place that I think of as events. I think of that as an event space. And so for me, I would be more comfortable with more events per year at Gersh Park, where I don't want that many events per year across the city. And so I'm wondering, could we have a different limit for parks versus other types of businesses? Or I guess that's just a thought, because it does occur to me as I think about and reflect on Commissioner Smith's comments that though Gersh Park traditionally only does 6 events per year, I could see supporting them to do more and could see that easily evolving. Wouldn't necessarily want to restrict that as tightly for a space that's so common to have events. So I don't know, those are some of my thoughts. Ms. Kai, do you have any thoughts on, are there some options that we have there that we could maybe differentiate by type of space?
Possibly. I think that a temporary event permit is going to be required in privately owned active recreational spaces. Mm-hmm. And you could make an exception for Gersh Park. That's something we can bring to the city council to discuss. We haven't had this discussion in front of them yet. And we did reach out to the Gersh Foundation, and I think we talked to them about, what what events are you planning on having? And, you know, what, how do you feel about that number? So certainly those conversations can be had. The number can go up or down. It's definitely up for discussion.
And what's the zoning designation for Gersh Park?
I believe it's open space, active recreation.
I think that's correct.
Okay. That's helpful. Because I could see maybe making a recommendation, not a decision tonight. Is that correct?
Well, you're making a recommendation to extract the temporary event provisions from Title 17.
So could it be possible if we wanted to, and maybe jumping the gun, but just thinking about what the possibilities are tonight, to make a recommendation to make the removals that staff has suggested, but to encourage city council to consider increasing the potential number of events for open space and active recreation zoned areas. Is that something that would be legally allowable tonight if other planning commissioners
want to? Yeah, of course. Yeah, we can certainly discuss this. I mean, I'm going to have to discuss that number in a council meeting anyway, and I can certainly include in there that this commission asked us to look at increasing that number for private active open space, active recreational zones.
Okay. And I might make that not limited to private, just anything zoned. Open space, active recreation, because I don't want it to be the Gersh Park rule. I would want it to be more generalized for that type. But I think there's other types that might, other things that fit in that zoning that would also maybe benefit from this.
Sure.
Okay, other questions as I slipped into deliberation a little bit here. Okay, not seeing any other questions from planning commissioners. Okay, so we'll go ahead and we're going to close the public comment, and now we'll move to deliberation. So in this case, it's really great to hear from all of the planning commissioners before we get a motion. And would anybody like to start on deliberation?
What was the zoning that you were talking about? Open space, active?
Mm-hmm. Active recreation.
Active recreation.
Commissioner Smith, did you want to start on deliberation?
Well, that was the only question I had, but okay. I just wanted to reiterate that apparently we don't have, you know, once this change happens, mm-hmm. the Planning Commission won't be involved in those kind of mm-hmm. requests. So this is the time mm-hmm. to make those requests.
Okay. Commissioner Fullerton, I saw your hand go up.
Yeah, I just want to say I think it makes perfect sense to do it, to remove it and to separate it out. So I'm in support and I don't have any other comments.
Commissioner Ramirez?
I echo what Commissioner Fullerton said. You know, mm-hmm. I'm happy to entertain that and recommend that to the City Council.
Okay. Well, let me test out a motion. Usually I try not to start a motion as chair, but since I'd like to do a little bit of a tweak, I'll go ahead and test this out. I'd like to make, and let me pull up the exact language of the recommendation to help with this. I'd like to make a recommendation for a resolution to the Planning Commission of the City Council of Goleta, California, recommending to the City Council adopting amendments to Title 17 of the Goleta Municipal Code to excise provisions pertaining to temporary events. And I would like to add to the staff recommendation a note that we would like to encourage City Council to consider increasing the number of potential events per year for sites zoned as open space and active recreation. And then I would like to see if there's a second on that. Commissioner Smith seconds that. Okay, is there any deliberation on the motion at hand? Okay, Ms. Gregory, would you like to lead us in a roll call vote?
Commissioner Ramirez.
Aye.
Commissioner Alfred Smith?
Aye.
Commissioner Jennifer Smith is absent. Vice Chair Fullerton?
Aye.
Chair Maynard?
Aye. All right, so that passes unanimously, and we'll go ahead and move on to the director's report. Director Imhoff, would you like to share a report with us tonight?
Certainly, Madam Chair, I don't have a whole lot. I just wanted to mention that it looks like at this point we do not have any items for the April 26th meeting, so most likely our next Planning Commission meeting will be on May 10th. We'll be sending out a formal cancellation for the April 26th meeting.
Do we think the historic resources component might come back on May 10th?
I don't know yet the timing on that. We're still developing the cultural resources component, so I'm not sure whether it will be ready by then.
Thank you. Any other questions for Director Imhoff? Okay. Are there any comments from the Planning Commission tonight? And now we'll move to adjournment. Would any commissioners like to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Would anybody like to second?
I'll second.
Okay. Ms. Gregory, can you lead us in a roll call vote of adjournment?
Commissioner Ramirez?
Aye.
Commissioner Alfred Smith?
Aye.
Commissioner Jennifer Smith is absent. Vice Chair Fullerton?
Aye.
Chair Maynard.
Hi. Thank you all for being here tonight.
Take care. Good night, everyone.